BBC, Holby City, starring Layla Ruiz as Sahira, Sarah Jane Potts as Eddie, James Anderson as Oliver, and Edward McLean as Greg. The Best Man by Martha Hillier. Oliver to Jack.
I promise you they're accurate.
Fine-tooth comb, Ollie. If you've watched this research, asses will be kicked.
I am back. Back running Holby Care. Yep, Holby Care needs me.
I don't understand.
Well, it's simple. You've achieved the highest score in the region.
Guys, you might want to tone down the lovey-dovey stuff. I mean, it doesn't bother me, but when patients start commenting, it just looks a bit unprofessional.
Of course.
I've quit twice before. And the last time, they let me onto an F1 course only because Mr. Hope wrote the letter.
Well, until at least 6 o'clock, you are my F1. And right now, I could really use your help on AAU. All right, new rule. From now on, we tie the beast down.
I'll follow the trail of vomit.
Oh, I see him.
Where?
Oh, he's there by the bus stop.
I don't see him.
Yeah, you need glasses.
I do not need glasses.
Oh,
no. I'm not running.
Trousers through tonight?
Oh, he's just scared. I'm going to beat
him. Girls, there's no way you beat me. All right, Nathan, take it easy. We're here.
Get off me, man.
Look, lie still.
You're assaulting me. Get off me.
Hey, Nathan, just listen.
Where's my shirt?
All right, look, we need to find out if the broken rib has caused any internal damage.
Who's nicked my shirt?
You were sick on it, man.
Hey, you see this bruising here? This is not good. Oh, fantastic. All right, Nathan, just relax. Go with it. Yeah, you're having a fit because you have some trapped air. He's got a pneumothorax.
Okay, I'm going to need a needle.
Well, merit badges for the Girl Scouts, but I've already called the crash team.
Your spell's ball.
Heading towards the hospital.
All right. Okay, we need a chest strain, diazepam.
Out of the way, please.
And a round of Americanos.
Don't look at me. Excuse me. Forget it.
Well, one of you needs to suck up to the boss. Barcode sign up. It's nuts, but... Are you the new local?
Yes, sorry. I've been stuck with HR.
All right. Well, this is Nathan. He made a faux pas during the best man speech and paid the price.
We're still investigating, but I've got a sneaky suspicion XSR call might be at play.
Yeah. Yes, I have an instinct you may be right. Crumbs, pneumothorax.
Yep, you got it in one.
Okay, I'll need 20 milligrams lignocaine, drapes and a chest drain. Hello, Nathan. I'm Miss Broadhurst. I'm going to get you breathing by making a cut in your side.
On the bed next to Nathan, passed out with drink, is the young, dark-haired bride, Kelly.
This might sting a little, okay? Well done. Now, Nathan, if you don't want to see this, close your eyes now.
Pretty, come here.
F1, F2?
Two, just.
Put your finger here.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks.
No?
Nope. 5, 4, 3, 2, go.
Frida attaches a tube to the one Alex is holding, and Nathan breathes more easily.
We got the lift off.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. Well, that was good work, team. Tell you what, instead of a bonus or a pay rise, Americanos are on me. What's your name?
Alex.
Welcome to the team.
Right, shall we start again? Hello, I'm Alex. Know you're Frida, you senior nurse?
Yeah, Nurse McKee and Michael Spence is our clinical lead.
Really? What, officially?
Isn't he?
Who knows?
Greg to Oliver.
Hey, Jack, you dyed your hair, looking lovely.
She's had this room bugged, you know that?
Come on, need your hair, sir.
Sorry, research day. I'm surrounded by an invisible force field.
Lots of sexy cases, heart attacks, angina. I'm reeling you in.
She warned me you'd do this.
Spell checking? You'll be licking the stamp next.
I will indeed. The deadline is tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Then you've no excuse. Come on, a rebap.
No, honestly, I would, but I said I'd get it in early.
Only the lame get their homework in early or nominate themselves for a award.
The award's her idea, not mine.
You scared, little boy? Do we need to ring childline?
I've sweated my guts out over this.
Buying her coffees and giving her foot rubs.
No, this is proper research.
Come on, I've got an AF that needs an ablation. If you help me, I'll let you hold my scalpel.
Not enough.
I let you do the ablation.
Really?
Think. What would your mentor, Jack Naylor, do?
I suppose he could wait a couple of hours.
Good boy. Gonna ruffle your hair.
Very quiet, she is.
I'll chat with you, Clarky.
Just saying. I think it's the shock.
Good job she got on the hard shoulder.
Don't pretend we don't all love a pile-up.
Do we have notes?
Only EDs. St. James will fax and the rest over when they're not on lunch.
Go on.
Good afternoon, Miss Stevens. I'm Dr. Valentine. This is Mr. Douglas.
Hello.
Narrow escape. Well done for getting off the road.
I could feel it coming on.
OK, just looking at what you told ED, you've had AF for what?
Oh, a year. Mainly palpitations.
OK, and the blackouts are a new symptom? You know we're going to operate.
Yeah, when will that be?
Nudged you a place to close a play. Is that OK?
I didn't think it'd be today.
Yeah, I'm going to get it over and done with now that you're here.
OK.
Is there anyone we can call for you?
No. Thank you, that's fine.
I'll be down around 5, OK?
OK.
Well, it's an ECG, yeah?
Shouldn't I talk her through the procedure?
Change my mind, I'm going to do it.
What? You promised?
Did Jack not teach you? Trust no one. This makes me a good boss, okay?
Why?
Hanson has called me into a meeting, and I'm buying you off in case he asks for 360 feedback. You know where you witches get to stick the knife in?
Yeah, that explains the tight trousers. You know, you're looking professional and all.
Where's the locum? Ah, typical. Last one's a rock in, first one's a tip out. What's Hemingway doing anyway? Fishing?
No, he's paintballing with some stem cell geeks. What? It's my job to know everything.
I'm gonna kill you, you... You know what I did? What'd you say it for, Nathan?
Come on, hang on, enough.
It was a joke. All right, go out of hand.
Out of hand.
All right, Eddie, let's get him into the side room. You need to sober up.
Come on, dress. Cost me a grand, you see.
All right, stick a bit of bleach on that. You can put it on eBay. You need to get that hand locked out.
All right, Frida, let's get her hand sutured.
Just please tell me, did he sleep with her? Did he sleep
with
her?
All right, enough.
Not exactly dreaming spires, but never a dull moment.
Setting my expression to unfazed.
Good to be back in the cut and thrust.
One always needs case studies.
Oh, Mr. Spence, I do apologise that I wasn't here for the introductions.
Well, no, we're one step ahead of you. I've already met our locum registrar.
Yes, I think there's been a little confusion here. Miss Broadhurst is a consultant. She is not Mr. Hemingway's temporary cover. Although, like him, she is a fellow.
Right. Well, should have said something. Another faculty nerd, huh?
It really is not a huge deal. I'm not mad on formalities. I just thought I should double check with, avoid any embarrassment across wires.
Of course.
And as usual, it's entirely HR's fault. I'll see you at 1:30.
Absolutely.
Sorry, Michelle. I'll be right back.
So, bloods have gone down. ECG.
Iron ore.
I'll do that next.
And a coffee and foot rub would be lovely.
I want to do that ablation.
Nope, not ready yet.
Of course I'm ready.
Ah, and you know this how?
Ring Jack, ask her.
Are you sleeping with her?
Look, I'm not a junior F1 anymore.
I know that. I think she seems a bit prickly. We should probably not unleash a newbie on her. You can assist.
Nah, it's not worth my while.
Got to meet my deadline by 5.
Come on, don't cut your nose off.
Can you do any earlier?
Plans for this afternoon. I actually have a life. Going to see a pensions advisor. Come on, I've been putting it off.
Pensions advisor?
The only time you could do.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Want me to die penniless and alone in the gutter?
Thanks. What would Naylor do?
To Nathan.
Hey! Hey! Don't do that!
I need to get my shirt on.
All right, look, I'm going to say this to you in words of one syllable so that you understand. It is not safe for you to go.
Okay. But it is not safe for me to stay.
Lie down. Come on, lie down. Look, bruising's getting worse.
Look, it's my brother. He's a psycho. He's gonna kill me.
He is not gonna kill you.
I'm gonna kill you.
Kelly, I told you, enough is enough.
Just tell me the truth, Nathan.
Kel, I made it up for a laugh.
Why'd you beat her up then?
Because he's a nutcase.
You know they arrested him?
No.
Yeah, they did. It's not gonna be bad, though, is it? Not this time.
Oh, well, there we go. Now you can stick around.
Look where I'm spending my wedding night, Nathan.
You slept in worse places than this, Kel.
That's supposed to be a joke.
I'm just having a laugh, all right? Stop taking yourself so seriously. Get a sense of humour.
Have you seen my dress? Look at it.
Doesn't matter. You look amazing.
Okay, well, maybe you can convince him to stick around.
I don't care what he does.
he doing?
Moving gently from aggression to remorse.
Oh, the hangover is going to be tremendous.
Bruised up, Britain? How I've missed thee.
Where you been before this, Alex?
Just home. I had a sort of career break.
Yeah? Kids? I've got four.
No, I was writing a book. No, that sounds too grand. I was updating a textbook.
Oh, my goodness. Felix and Broadhurst?
That's the one, available in all highly specialized medical bookshops.
That's my Bible.
Oh.
Nathan's x-rays are back.
Which consultant would you like me to give them to?
Well, which consultant brought you coffee?
This might sting a bit.
Oh, it's fine.
Where were you going?
Sorry?
Where were you driving to?
Nowhere, really.
Just have a little squeeze on that for me.
So you're taking the meds, okay?
Which meds?
For your heart. You want other ones?
Not really.
You should tell me if you are.
I'm on sleeping pills and antidepressants.
Right. Do you know what they're called?
They're in my bag.
Removing his rubber gloves, Oliver picks up Michelle's handbag. He opens it and finds a small green urn inside.
Oh, can I have that?
Of course.
He hands it to her, and she takes it carefully with both hands. Greg comes in.
Miss Stevens, we're having some trouble locating your notes from St. James's. Can I just check the spelling? Is it with a V or a PH?
They could be under Gunn. Michelle Gunn.
Okay, we'll try that. Any previous surgery?
Does a cesarean count?
Did you have an epidural?
No, general. The baby was born asleep.
Oh, I'm sorry for your trouble. So no adverse reaction to the anaesthetic?
No, none.
I'm sorry, he's really busy.
Don't worry. I'm used to it. Street crosses.
The babies.
You're the first person to actually ask me that, you know.
When did it happen?
Now there's the thing. 365 days.
Come in. Ah, oh, good. Would you mind casting an eye over this?
Is this a joke?
No. Have we listed all the core competencies? That's the question, and I thought you would be the perfect person to ask.
Why are you giving me my own job description?
Right, I don't wish to humiliate you, but you do realize that you are not technically a clinical lead.
Well, I was under the assumption that I was already in the role.
Acting as clinical lead is not the same as being clinical lead, is it?
Okay. And how is advertising the post not meant to be humiliating?
Well, that is indeed regrettable. Of late, HR have surpassed themselves in their inability to communicate. I will take it up at directorate level.
No, it's all right, never mind. Just give me a heads up how long this slow revenge is going to take.
One of the cornerstones of the new ethos is transparency. All jobs will be advertised and recruited against measurable criteria.
You kept a straight face. Impressive.
Well, it is to your advantage.
No, stop. It's all right. I get it. You are shafting me in favor of the new girl.
No, no, no. This appointment will be made on how well you match these magic bullets, and not on your disgraceful recent past.
Okay.
Michael picks up the paper.
Well, you only missed one core competency.
Oh?
Ability to deal with people who are a complete pain in the ass.
Wow, 6 bedrooms. Better get a move on if you're going to fill those.
Oh, I don't think that's on the cards.
You never know.
Caroline Northcote with a foot spa.
Yes.
How are we going?
Just warming her up for you.
Less of your sauce, please, Mary Claire.
Sorry?
Just give her some of that Dublin charm.
I'm from Belfast.
Well, just give you a lovely smile. You frost her in no time.
Was he just flirting with me?
I don't think so.
He was, big time. Sorry.
Don't mind me.
Hello there. I'm Mr. Hamilton, the orthopaedic consultant.
That isn't Ainsworth's top, is it?
Guilty as charged.
My brother was there in the 50s.
Small world.
How's the pedicure?
It's gangrene, isn't it?
Frida to Michael.
They gave you a pay rise and a company car?
Alex and Eddie are with Nathan.
Internal bleeding?
Hard to say. Bruising is spreading a little, but without the CT scans.
All right, he's going to need a splenectomy. Eddie, let's cancel some old lady's hip replacement and get this drunk guy a slot.
Drastic, going straight for the nuclear button.
I've seen this hundreds of times.
GA with query head injury?
There's no head injury.
Well, not that we can see, but he seems disoriented, confused speech.
Yeah, he's been drinking.
Okay, GA with query excess alcohol consumption.
Yeah, hi.
We could give it a chance to wear off, wait for the results.
So, are you asking me or are you telling
me?
Yes, it's urgent. I'm debating with you.
Yeah, I said urgent.
All right, you win. Today. Let's do it your way.
I'm not saying do it my way, I'm just...
Eddie, cancel that.
What? I've just shouted at him.
It's not about winning. It's just a difference of opinion.
Absolutely. It's completely academic. Nothing personal.
Oliver to Greg.
We need to bring the ablation forward.
Why?
She needs to be awake at 5 o'clock.
Why?
Okay, I know it sounds morbid, but it's the anniversary of her daughter's death, and she needs to mark it.
The exact moment?
Yeah.
There's some nailer lie to get your own way.
I'm getting lost. Sorry. I promised her that we'd try.
That's daft.
I think it's psychologically important.
You can't bring it forward.
I can do it. You can do your own thing.
Ah, that really is channeling the spirit of Jack Naylor.
That isn't fair. I'm trying to make a compromise here. You get your pension, she gets through, you know, a major milestone in the grieving process.
You patronizing me?
No.
Don't make promises you don't know you can keep. We've not completed the pre-op assessment. Going by this, the iron ore result.
So we bring it down as soon as we can.
Yes, but by the time the FFP's defrosted, we might as well keep to the same slot.
Okay, so we use vitamin K.
Whoa, quite the hungry cob, aren't we? I said FFP, I meant FFP.
I'm just trying to do the right thing here.
Yeah, all about the patient, obviously.
Well, the good news is you don't have an infection of the bone.
But the toes might drop off.
Not necessarily. I mean, possibly some flesh on the tip is frostbitten, but with antibiotics.
Damn stable, so drafty. I've been sleeping in there with the horses. Reddy Eddie has a new foal. Quite literally, a mare.
Sleeping outside in February?
Yes. Plenty of hay. If it's good enough for the dogs, it's good enough for me.
Right, well, it might be time to come inside.
Righto.
Do you have anyone at home who can help?
You mean staff? Yes. It's getting harder and harder to get good people.
Great. Well, with the right home care and medication.
You'll let me out?
If that's what you want.
Splendid.
Did you not notice the symptoms? I mean, pins and needles.
I ignored it. Assumed it was a stroke.
Stop worrying about it.
Do I have a reputation or something?
No, I don't think he meant anything by it. It was just joking.
Well, let's see how he likes it then, shall we? Let's see, who's joking?
Can't promise anything, but if this levels out, I'll try and sort something, get you in there early.
What? I don't want you to, you know, cancel a cancer patient or whatever.
I won't. With any luck, this will kick in.
What is it?
Vitamin K. There we go, 2.9. It's working already.
I appreciate the effort. Thanks.
These things are important.
Yeah. One day you're big and fat and everyone loves you. Next year, well, all you have is this.
How do you plan to mark it?
Alone. In the car park at Membury Services. Oh, I don't mean with a pipe in the exhaust. It's just, I like the anonymity. And once, when I was there, worrying because I haven't felt any movement, she kicked and reassured me.
Must be tough dealing with this by yourself.
I just feel, if I can get through it, stare it in the eye, maybe... maybe not. I don't know.
All right, there you go, punctured lung.
Right, interesting. What about the abdo scan?
As I said, ruptured spleen.
Ouch, that's quite some beating.
So can I take him to theater now?
Well, I wasn't stopping you. I don't see that as my role at all.
All right, Eddie. Apparently we're back on.
Are we now?
What about the head scan?
Look, even if there is a head injury, the risks are small.
In all probability, but why not have the paper trail? Save on legal fees.
Nathan Savage.
Well, there you go. It took, what, 2 hours?
I'm sorry?
A little dig about plastics?
I'm lost.
It's Darwin. Are we going to theatre or not?
Up to you.
There is some dead tissue, but I'm starting her on flucloxacillin, sending her home. We'll reconvene in a few days.
Home?
Well, it could be months, couldn't it?
Why don't you just amputate?
Because...
Save time.
Right. Why don't I just give her a pair of crutches as well? Save time in case she breaks her ankle.
Look, she's going to go back out there. On nights like these, be wheeled in before the weekend. Paramedic's going to love you.
What?
Ah. You know she's the woman camped outside the cathedral?
Well, the bag lady.
She's not a bag lady. She's just protesting against,
Oh, yeah, I know. I've seen the signs. Nutter.
Ah, fair play to her.
Come on, it's ridiculous. Look at me. I'm against war.
Whatever.
I mean, you might as well say I'm against death and disease.
Isn't that what we are against?
Well, you know what I mean.
Okay, fair enough. But she's going to go back out there, and you'll have non-compliance on meds, and by the weekend, it'll be necrotized in flesh, which means I'll be called on Saturday to deal with it.
Sorry, am I interrupting?
Kinda.
Just a quick question. Do you want to go out with me?
Sorry?
Do you want to go out with me? Or were you just making flirty chat because I'm a nurse?
Of course I wasn't.
So do you want to go out with me?
Okay.
Okay. How about the weekend?
Ah, playing golf up north.
Well, I can't do tomorrow night, so it'll have to be tonight.
Mary Claire walks off with a smile.
Get lost, Malik.
Oh, sorry. Forgot you so far in the closet, you and Narnia.
Medication.
Amputate.
Nope. She'll comply. Everyone reverts to the norm in the end.
Do they?
Okay, Thursday at 10? Okay, fine then. We'll stick with later today. Thank you.
Jeez, like booking an appointment with the Queen.
Can't you find someone else?
Sahira said this guy was the best.
Greg and Blakey hurry over to Michelle.
It's my leg!
You could have told me before the wedding. Was it just a one night or all?
She stayed with him every night we were there, Kel.
Well, thanks for telling me. And all my friends and family.
I'm so sorry.
Like I said, I know what he's like. He's different from you.
Michael.
Hey, excuse me. We have your test results.
Bad or?
Well, it's not fantastic, but it is something that we can deal with. You have ruptured your spleen, and I would like to perform an operation to get it out.
What's the spleen again?
It's part of the immune system.
What? And I don't need that, no?
Well, ideally you do, but if we leave it in and it bleeds out, it could be pretty serious.
We'll get him in there then soon as.
You reckon?
Well, yeah, it's the best thing, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I know it sounds extreme, but...
I should go. Unless you want me to stay?
No, I've ruined enough of your day. You ain't got to sit with me.
Kelly gets up and leaves.
Is there no other way? I feel like I've had enough already.
Well, you don't have to do anything. It's just my opinion.
Can I have something for my headache?
Yeah, paracetamol. It's usually the best thing for a hangover. Well, apart from not drinking, of course.
Yeah, well, needed a bit of Dutch courage, didn't I? Still didn't tell her, though.
Well, you do have 20 minutes before you go in, so...
Nah, I've got no chance.
Really?
Yeah, she's not interested in me. She's married him now, isn't she?
It ain't over till the fat lady sings. I mean, I know you've had the crap kicked out of you and she's signed on the dotted line, but, I don't know, it seems to me it could be all still to play for. Trust me.
That's weird. Don't want to say it, but you might be onto something there. See, they never had their first dance. You know what it was going to be? Adele.
Yeah, all right, exactly. Well, nurse is going to be by to harass you soon.
think the antibiotics are kicking in.
Good, oh.
Didn't recognise you without the banners.
Sorry. It was the rug atop. Brought out an insatiable desire to tease.
Do you plan on returning to your al fresco lifestyle?
As soon as you sign me out, Sergeant.
Right. I don't think you've absorbed the dangers of allowing this to continue.
Lose the tiptoes. That's my nutcracker days over, then.
If it spreads, you could lose the leg or be killed by the infection.
Well, how do we stop it spreading?
Inside, wrapped in blankets till at least July.
Fine. Amputate, then. Get it over and done with.
You'd rather lose a leg than pursue a course of minimal self-care.
I'm needed. I'll find some kind of Japanese technology duvet.
Don't you think all this is rather pointless?
No.
Come on. No one's pro-war. It's a false position.
Why is there so much of it, then?
I just don't see how sitting outside at your age...
I grew up with everything. We had everything. Now I live in a tent.
Hardly a sacrifice compared with giving up your life for your country.
Exactly. Exactly. If they ask that every time they walk past, I'm doing something. Not saying the answer, but raising the question.
Odd. DVT. Clicky, can we get her on the heparin, please? Thank you. Any ideas?
Could be a reaction to vitamin K.
Did we not do FFP then?
I thought...
Okay, this might be quicker. How much did you give her?
Nothing drastic.
2.5. Sure?
Yes, I'm not an idiot.
No, because it's worked brilliantly.
Come on, there's no way we could have known.
Yeah, so we thought we'd experiment.
It was not a risky call, and you know that.
Sorry, Professor Valentine.
Okay, will you stop making fun of me?
No, you messed up, so expect Mickey take it.
That's all you ever do. This could happen to anyone.
Yeah, but you did it. So go on away and apply for your award.
No! I want to be in on this.
Just because you want something doesn't change anything. See, I'm a life coach. Who needs an owner?
Alex is reading an article on a web page that has the headline Plastic Surgery Scandal at City Hospital. Frida sits down next to her.
Don't believe everything you read.
Of course not. It's just odd. Because Mr. Hansen led me to believe he was something of a golden boy. I had no idea.
Really?
Well, maybe I misconstrued.
Well, Mr. Spence is an egomaniac, but essentially deep down...
Heart's in the right place? Exactly. Same with most of us, otherwise I suppose we'd become bankers.
Not necessarily. Not the mega box someone.
How long are you with us? I mean, how long are you on acute admissions?
Oh, well, actually today's my last day. Surprise.
Goodness. Oh, that's a shame. Where are you off to?
I haven't decided yet.
Well, get yourself up to general surgery. Keller, is it? Huge brushstrokes at this stage. Be an amazing experience.
Yeah, maybe. I'll think about it.
Well, no time to lose by the sound of it. What's the problem? Do you need a consultant to put a call in?
Anything I can do to help?
No, I'm fine. I'll sort it. But thanks for the offer.
Frida goes.
Can we get Mr. Savage prepped for theater? It's good to go.
Michelle's coughing up blood.
Don't try and talk, okay? Okay, the clot has moved up to your lung. I'm going to operate to remove it and do the ablation at the same time. I know it's scary, but just calm down. I'll be with you, okay? Clakey, can you call the theatre and get me an assistant, please?
Dr. Valentine?
No, someone with more experience. We're going to do this now so you can be awake in time for your thing, okay? Clakey, can you cancel my pension meeting?
Eddie's handing a clipboard to Nathan.
Okay, Nathan, this is where you need to sign.
It seems like a challenging self-care regime, but the majority of patients get used to it pretty quickly.
Used to what?
You're aware you'll be on medication for life after the operation?
No.
What about post-op risks, incidents of post-splenectomy infection, immunisations, etc.?
No, he never mentioned any of that.
There seems to be some confusion over post-op complications.
Yeah, well, I was coming here to discuss it. Let's keep the fluids up. May we?
Can I please have something for my headache?
Did you sustain a head injury?
Yeah, cobbles outside the pub.
All right, we'll run a CT scan.
And word. And when that comes back showing no problem, then will you get off my back?
Why are you so suspicious of me?
You think?
I have absolutely no idea. Surely you're used to having peers.
Not ones that undermine me.
I wasn't. You managed that pretty well yourself by the sound of things.
How is it my fault? You neglected to tell him about the life-changing implications of your approach.
Hey, I didn't neglect to tell him. I was waiting until...
What, he consented to your way?
Until he had a chance to discuss some issues with his girlfriend that would affect his mood and therefore his judgment.
Well, you're obviously far more across the ins and outs of his personal life, but does he strike you as the type who could responsibly self-medicate for the rest of his life? Risk of non-compliance, risk of query head injury, easily balances the level of bleeding at this
stage. Fine.
Day.
Enough.
Oliver's in the consultant's office, printing off some work. He wearily covers his face with his hands, then answers a call on his mobile.
Yes, I'm doing it now. You don't need to check up on me.
He tosses the phone down again. Dan's examining Miss Northcote's foot.
This appears redder. I'd like to do another blood test.
Infection?
Well, if it had been treated sooner.
Well, I let it fester, and now it might kill me.
I don't mean to frighten you.
But you have. I'm going to stay with my brother.
Good.
He's over the moon. He's been nagging me for ages to meet his ghastly grandchildren.
Well, the important thing is that you recover in a warm, familiar environment.
All right, so take a look. No head injury, clearly just a stinking hangover. Let's take a look here. This bruising is getting much, much worse. All right, we need to get him to theater, agreed?
No. I'm not sure. What do you think?
Well, I agree with Mr. Spence. I think you should have the operation.
Can you do it?
It's something I do perform, but Mr. Spence has been in your case from the off. I think it's probably best that he does.
Oh, so that's it. The decision's been made. Left me thinking I had a choice.
All right, can we have a word again?
That's it, mate. Go on. Have a little huddle up. It's only me being sliced open here.
So now you change your mind?
Because my concern's been addressed and the bleeding's evidently got worse.
But you admit I was right.
Can somebody please just tell me who is doing this operation?
Well, I'll be happy to do it. Get stuck in day one. Apparently HR say I have to do a fire safety video first, but I'm assuming that's a load of tosh.
No, actually it's not. Trust are pretty hot on that. And you don't want to piss Hansen off, bring on all those legal fees.
Malik.
So, when are we going in?
We're not. Littlest hobo is heading home.
Seriously?
Back to the bosom of her family. Like I said, everyone reversed to type. Could you organise a taxi for Miss Northcote? I want proof of delivery.
Please?
Sorry. Please.
Of course. So, where are you taking me tonight? Am I going to need a dress?
I don't mind. You choose.
I'm an old-fashioned girl.
Fine. Café Saint-Malo.
Well, no, they poisoned me once.
Right. La Cucina.
And you're paying, of course?
Naturally.
Because this is kind of a big deal for me. I would never do it in a first date.
I wouldn't accept anything less.
Mary Claire walks away.
I know, joke's on me.
It's fine.
Okay, do it your way. Ignore it till it goes toxic.
Nathan's being readied for surgery.
Okay, you guys, let's speed this up. We have wasted enough time.
Bruising's engulfed the whole left side of the torso. Mm,
terrific.
I found her caution persuasive.
Will one of you please admit that I was 100% correct?
It's in the shoes, right? I mean, you know, he likes a woman in a heel.
I do not judge a woman by her shoes because I'm not a woman.
Fine. Personality clash, then.
I like her.
Of course you do. She's a real charmer.
Really?
Will I be here all the time?
Not if you stick with the meds, no.
What if I do it wrong?
Well, obviously, non-compliance would be a problem.
I don't want to be ill for the rest of my life.
Would you rather be dead?
Easy.
No. But I don't know if I can handle it. I'm on my own. If I get ill, there's no one to look after me.
Michael steps out of the hospital building. He walks over to where Kelly's sitting with her two bridesmaids at a wooden bench and table a short distance away.
Hey, we are ready to roll on the operation, but Nathan is having some doubts. Okay, so you want to come with me, run through the options?
May.
Yeah, you're his wife, right?
No. I'm married to his brother, and he was best man. How could you have missed the slanging match?
Well, frankly, it kind of goes in one ear and out the other. You know, unless I'm mistaken, he did list you as the next of kin, so...
Did he?
Yeah, I'll double check, but...
No, I don't think he wants to see me.
Odd. All right, maybe I'm clueless. I thought he said Kelly, or maybe it was Karen or Carrie or...
It's not risky, is it? This up, like, it's not going to be like the last I'm going to see him or...
Look, every operation carries an element of risk. The only way to reduce it down to zero is, well, obvious.
Oliver to Greg.
How'd it go?
Pretty fascinating stuff, actually.
Is she going to be okay?
Yep, home in time for tea. Did you get your post away okay?
Yeah.
Lame-o.
Look, what is up with you? I know I miscalled this, but this response is totally disproportionate.
Did you practice saying that? I assumed you liked being bullied.
Actually, she doesn't. She respects me as a colleague.
If you say so.
Have I done something?
No, just my time of the month.
Oliver watches as Michelle stools along a corridor.
Where's her bag?
Oh, good point. No idea.
Kelly.
Why did you put my name down?
Just because we're close now, aren't we? Family.
I suppose. Are you happy with that?
Yeah. I want us to be close. You know. Even if it can't be anything more.
So what's the plan?
He declares undying love, we operate, and blah, blah, blah.
Intervention.
A nudge.
Hello, unethical.
Well, we all know that I'm an untrustworthy maverick who tries to screw people over.
You know no one thinks that, right?
Just do it. Stop being a baby.
Michael joins Kelly in Nathan's room.
How's it going?
Yeah, well, I've told him he's got to have it.
I'll do what I'm told.
Hey, that's marriage for you.
No, we're not.
Don't worry. He ain't listening.
Oh, I'm going to go and change out of this now. I feel daft.
I like you better in your jeans.
I got jeans in my bag. Well, they was for the plane.
Kelly walks out with a smile on her face.
So, did you confess all?
Nah. Chickened out again. You're going to have to get me through this now.
Oliver enters Michelle's room just as she's waking up. He smiles reassuringly at her.
What time is it?
1:45.
Where's...
It's fine. She's been with me.
Thank you. Oh, thank you too.
Ah, nothing. You do most of the work, we just do the plumbing.
No, I mean for bringing it forward. I know it wasn't exactly planned, but even just trying.
No worries.
Most people don't want to hear. Thank you for asking me about it.
It's fine, no trouble.
Guess doctors see a lot of death. Not so scared of it.
Oliver and Greg exchange a glance.
I'll leave you alone for a bit.
Actually, can you stay?
Sure. Let me just pop this on the computer and I'll be straight back.
Clips and ties, please. In fact, Dr. Petrenko, you want to have a go?
Why are you being so nice to me?
Well, I told you, just in case Hansen asks you for any feedback.
You know, he told you were like a top doc. Nothing about plastics.
Like I said, she's a real charmer. Scissors.
Michael makes a cut inside Nathan's abdomen.
BB is falling.
All right. Continued bleeding. Come on, man. Don't do this to me.
Got to do hemostasis?
Swamped. Okay. Methodical. We're going to pack all four quadrants.
Pushing swabs into Nathan's abdomen.
Okay, there's a capsular tear. It's running all the way towards the porta hepatis. I'm gonna need another pair of hands.
Okay.
No, give me Rick.
He is in Gothenburg.
All right, we'll pull Hansen out of whatever board meeting he's in.
It's going to take too long.
Okay. All right, 4-0 proline, suction, swab on a stick.
holding a suction tube, Frida looks at Michael, who shakes his head.
Can't see a thing. Come on, more suction, here. Can't see anything.
Michael, it's not working.
Damn it. All right. Get me Alex.
Page me about her.
Dan's taking a photo.
Oh, it's a good one. Just gonna update the status with it.
Please don't do that.
You don't want to go public. Why not?
For God's sake, give it a rest.
Are you breaking up with me?
What did I do to you?
You publicly humiliated me.
What? How?
You flirted with me to make Chrissy jealous.
Really? I didn't.
I'm not some kind of bike, you know.
I don't think that.
I know your type. I can see straight through you. You'd never date a girl that you couldn't take home to mummy and daddy. Honestly, you may act like you're down with the kids, but you are about as straight as they come.
Right. How are we doing with Miss Northcote's discharge?
Well, I contacted the brother and he said he hasn't spoken to her in years and that if she ever darkens his doorstep, that he'll set the dogs on her. I think she was making fun with you.
Wearing surgical garb, Alex enters the operating theatre.
There's a tear in the liver.
Arms, right.
It's difficult to locate. Need your help.
Absolutely. Suction?
Getting stuck in on day one.
Best way. 4-0 pronin, please.
You got it.
No chance. I just got here.
With both hands in Nathan's abdomen, Alex searches for the bleed.
Found you, little horror.
Sutures.
Together, they suture up the tear.
Want him?
Yeah, got it.
Frida and the rest of the surgical team look on as they work.
Stabilizing. Any hands make light work?
Good effort, team. As always, great teamwork.
Is it now? I can't see.
Oliver checks his watch.
Yes.
Michelle gazes straight ahead with tears in her eyes.
Time of death. 1704. I slept the whole way through. I never saw her. And then my heart broke. Can I show you my book?
Of course.
It's in my bag.
Oliver takes a baby photo album out of her bag. The first few pages have scan photos on them.
I've not shown anyone that.
Then a page marked with the infant's footprint. After that, the pages are blank. Clearly affected, Oliver returns the album to the bag.
It's lovely. I'm so sorry. It's my boss. She's on my case.
No, it's mine.
He removes a mobile phone from the bag.
Who is it?
Ian.
Really?
He holds the phone to her ear.
Hello? Oh, thank you. Yeah, hello. Actually, I'm in the hospital. You know, the heart thing, it got worse. No, it's fine. I'm not on my own. Okay. Bye.
Oliver ends the call.
My husband.
Dan's examining Miss Northcote's foot.
Entryism. Learned it in the 50s.
Play along until you get your own way.
People see what they want to see. Yes, doctor. Moo, doctor. Three bets, moo, doctor.
There are ways of getting your point across.
I'm a fundamentalist, I'm afraid. You're not going to keep me in here for 3 months.
No, you're right. Infection spread. There's crepitus in the wound.
Is that the smell?
Gas gangrene. We'll have to remove the infected muscle. We might have to amputate below the knee.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll get a false leg. Or stilts.
Prostheses have advanced in recent years, but that's still months of recuperation and physio. Please understand how serious this is.
Of course I do. You've seen them, haven't you? At the rehabilitation centres. Limbs blown off by IEDs.
Yes, I have.
So, if this is my war, and this is the effect, what must real war be like? Just a question.
Oliver sees Greg and a crash team trying to revive Michelle.
What happened?
Cardiac tamponade on the search.
Just like that?
Yep.
Okay. Let's get Peter.
Nope, not till we get a heartbeat. Shot 150, stand clear. Wake up, stand clear.
Sorry. 150.
No output. Shock again, 150. Stand clear.
150.
No output.
Let's go anyway.
No, no point. Okay, we're good?
I'll pace the locum.
No, I want you.
Least I avoid a Saturday.
I was trying a viable alternative to save a limb.
It was never going to work.
Well, there's a strong principle that surgery should be a last resort.
You should get a banner set up outside the cathedral.
I thought that it would do any good.
See what happens when you let things fester?
I dealt with the Mary Claire situation rather well, I thought.
I'm not talking about Mary Claire.
All right. Point made. What do you suggest I do?
Be true to yourself.
Be true to yourself. No more war. Drop the debt, fight the cuts. Troops in, troops out. It's all about oil. It's all talk, and it annoys me. What do I actually do?
Come out.
No. I don't want a different life. I want what I have. My family, my friends, my career.
You can still have those things. It's not the 50s, then.
Really? How many top surgeons are openly gay?
Apart from me?
I mean senior guys. FRCS guys.
Well, there's that ancient neurosurgeon dude. I swear he looked at me sly.
One of the guy who did the lobotomies. He was probably looking for a cure.
It's never held me back.
It's less threatening than a black guy. You were never one of them in the first place.
Michelle's in the operating theatre.
Quickly. Suction. Oral pulling.
How? I mean, so quickly.
She's not exactly strong as an ox, is she?
No.
That's it. GP's rising.
Doesn't matter, been too long for the brain.
Greg signals for a nurse to check Michelle's pupils, and a light is shone into her eyes.
No reaction.
Seeing Greg turn his back on her, Oliver looks dismayed.
Ice. Do it, ice.
No.
Therapeutic hypothermia.
No.
It'll work.
Two untested.
Bring her down to 33 degrees.
No, no. Guinea pig.
I promise you it'll work.
I haven't read it. I don't know.
Fine. Let her die.
She doesn't stand a chance.
She stands a tiny chance, please. Okay, ring Naila. Ask her. Please. Okay, let's do it.
Michael to Alex.
How was the safety course?
Well, let's just say this was more interesting.
Oh. It's a shame we didn't get him up here sooner.
Alex looks at Michael, then leaves.
She helped you out, and you don't even say thank you.
I said thank you.
I didn't see it.
Well, then you need glasses. Look, I'm sorry I didn't kiss her calculating ass.
You misread her. She is genuinely interested in my career.
Pretty naive for a cynic.
It's just the end of my rotation.
So you told her, why not me?
I just kind of wanted to see if you would bother to find out. Now I have the answer.
Malik and Dan are about to operate.
So, where are we going from?
Knee down.
Do you reckon she'll give it up?
Nope. Reckon it'll take her a nuclear winter to get her off the pitch.
Stick to a position, even if it rots you from the inside. So come on, all the guys want to know. You and Mary Claire. She the one, is she?
Not discussing my private life. Sorry to disappoint, guys. What I do in my bedroom is all my business. So...
orthopedics. Real men's work.
Let's plug it in.
A cooling blanket's been placed over Michelle.
Okay. It's party. Talk me through this.
If we can bring her down to 33, her brain might just recover.
Jeez, I can't believe we're doing this.
Now pack it in tight. Here.
Ice bags have been placed on Michelle.
Okay. Now give her 30 mil of 4-degree cold saline per minute. Thermometer, please.
What's the reading?
Oliver checks the thermometer.
33 degrees.
What next?
We wait.
Clearly chilled by the low temperature in the operating theatre, Greg and Oliver stand looking down at Michelle with uncertainty in their eyes. Wearing jeans and a t-shirt that reads Mrs. Savage, Kelly enters Nathan's room.
You look nice.
Girl's got me this on my hand, it's all I had.
Look even better in a smaller size.
Don't need a spleen to be saucy then.
So you're gonna come round every night and cook me dinner till I'm better or what?
If I cook for you, you'll be back in here.
Sorry I ruined your day.
It went good, bad, and then good again.
Yeah, but I should have said something before.
You did, though, didn't you? Just not with words.
I tried.
I feel daft in this. Who wants to be the wife of a jailbird psycho?
Yeah. But Mrs. Savage, that could be my wife's name too, couldn't it?
Greg hands Oliver a coffee outside theatre.
No, it doesn't come with a foot rub.
Michelle lies motionless, an intubating tube in her mouth. A monitoring machine near her bed displays two unbroken flat lines.
Sounded better on paper, maybe.
Michael sees Hansen pinning up a notice. A job advert for a clinical lead. He walks over to him.
Nice. You come down specially to rub it in?
No, I came to wish Dr. Petrenko well. You do know, I presume, it's the end of her rotation.
Yeah, of course, I'm her boss. You buy the pins yourself?
It does look a little old-fashioned, I agree, but we might have an applicant without internet access or something.
A blind 90-year-old, perhaps.
Well, as I said, it's an open field. Nothing is decided.
Excuse me. Do you mind if I interrupt for a minute? You're the big boss man, yeah?
It's been rumoured.
Give this bloke a pay rise. He's sorted my life out good and proper.
Thank you. I'll bear that feedback in mind at appraisal time.
It was nothing. Splenectomy. It went well.
No, it's not nothing. I'm very pleased to see you back on top of your game. How's Miss Broadhurst?
Yeah, she's all right. Barely saw her.
Oliver and Greg re-enter theatre and stand looking down at Michelle. The cooling blanket and ice have been removed and the green urn has been placed in the crook of her arm. There's little hope on either of their faces, But even as Greg looks grimly over at Oliver, Michelle's eyelids flicker slightly. Suddenly, on the monitor, there's signs of life. The two doctors watch intently as the signs grow stronger, until, finally, Michelle briefly opens her eyes.
I think you've done it.
Oliver smiles, then pulls his top over his head and punches the air in triumph. Michael catches up with Frida in the corridor.
Ah, busted. Don't sneak off.
Why not?
Well, I organized leaving drinks for you in the bar. It's supposed to be a surprise, but...
No, you didn't. Eddie wouldn't have gone to the gym. Eddie hates the gym.
Yes, yes, fine. But, did get you a present.
Really?
Mm-hmm. 2 tickets to La Boheme.
Yeah, it's those opera tickets that you get in case you get a date.
No, this would not be a date.
No, because you only date women under 25.
I do not. Lulu was 26. All right, come on. What do you want?
Maybe cash for the value of the tickets.
Sorry. Are we doing prezzies now? Only, I know it's lame, but it's the best I could do in the time.
It's not lame. It's great.
Hope you don't think I'm an egomaniac.
No. Thanks.
Sorry.
Alex has given Frida a copy of her book.
I'm gonna miss you, Petrenko. Can't believe I just said that.
Alex is getting her coat on when Michael joins her in the AAU.
Bye, see you tomorrow.
Yeah. I did say thank you earlier, right? For theater?
Well, not with words, but we're all very busy. Sometimes pleasantries get dispensed with. Just how it is in the rough and tumble.
Well, they shouldn't, and I should have remembered my manners, so thank you.
You're welcome. Everyone speaks very highly of you, so I assume it's just a bad day or something.
It won't happen again.
Actually, I'd have nothing more than a ding-dong about a case. It doesn't have to be personal, does it? It's just a battle of wits.
Exactly.
You know, obviously it's competitive, but people don't need to get hurt.
That's a very good philosophy.
So if I apply for clinical lead?
May the best man win. Good luck.
With a smile, Alex leaves, and Michael watches her go.